Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey, 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 hey. Happy Sunday, everybody. I hope you had an excellent week. Mine was marvelous. I'm looking forward to a super week coming ahead. We have a great show planned. I want to welcome in my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. Hey, Mo.
Hey, hey. What's up, Miss Lovely Black? You sound wonderful. You sound energized. Let's have a great show.
Yes. Yes, I'm sitting here drinking me some effing and some cranberry apple juice. And, you know, just got finished eating.
That's what's up. Okay. You giving me
life
right
now. It's been an amazing
day. Yeah, no, that's what's up. Giving me life right now because I had like a long weekend. So,
oh, really?
My wife. Yeah, I had a long weekend. A lot of work doing, you know what I'm saying? So it's all positive. And then my wife was out of town. She just got back in from, like, D.C., like, literally, like, 5-10 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? She just walked into my apartment. So, so yeah, like, I mean, I just needed to get juiced up real quick. So I like that energy you coming with. So let's do it. So shout out.
That's good. Happy Father's Day to everybody across the world. If you are rocking with my Instagram pages, I definitely showed everybody some love today. I posted a map just to give you guys an idea of how we rocking, and the map was lit up, man. I mean, every week I go in, it's another country. I really thank you guys for tuning in. We have 30 countries in counting right now, and it's simply amazing, man. And the thing is that we're at 30 countries, and the numbers are climbing in these countries. So that means that one person may tune in, and they tell another person, and they tune in, and they tune in, and they tune in. So I appreciate you guys. I know that we can make this as big as possible. And I never really thought about having a worldwide radio show, and I do. And I'm thankful. I'm humble. I'm very, very humble. So hopefully Mobians and I can – keep up the momentum, and you guys can keep telling a friend and another friend to tune in, and we can bring in these real topics to you guys so you guys can indulge and join in. And if you like the show now, man, when we start filming live, so you guys can tune in, it's going to be something completely different. So thank you guys.
That's what's up.
Thank everybody.
So, yeah, no, it's been great. It's been a great, just a great movement. Shout out to Miss Lovely Black. You know, she started it, and then, you know, I was able to just come in and, you know, add my piece to the puzzle. So shout out to her, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing, you know what I'm saying. So I love just a strong-minded businesswoman. So, like, let's keep moving forward. That's it.
Man, listen, I've been a great man. Today couldn't have been a better day for me. Today was so amazing and so excellent. And I swear to God, I wouldn't have wanted to spend this day with nobody other than the people that I spent it with. And I'm so thankful. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't really leave the house. Doing a little too much, but being at the house and cooking, we had a little friendly barbecue challenge. I lost because somebody had a special sauce that everybody fell in love with. But, you know.
I love that.
I was up against my son's godfather, Bobby Cantel, that's his name. So,
okay, Bobby Cantel.
He was like, I'm taking some of your ribs home. No, take your sauce ass ribs home. Everybody to my, ooh, the sauce. Like, you get that shit. Get the ribs.
It's all about the sauce.
But
all about the sauce.
We had a great meal. Everybody, you know, cooked. He and I cooked, rather, and everybody enjoyed it. I had some mac and cheese, not mac and cheese. I had some mac and cheese today, and this was macaroni and cheese, and he
macaroni
put pretzels, breadcrumbs. I've never had it like that before, but it was actually pretty damn good. I was looking at it sideways when
a little twist to it.
I was like, what the hell is this motherfucker done brought over here? But it was actually good. So, you know,
first you was looking at it sideways. Right?
Right.
Right.
We had a full spread, house full. It was amazing. And I hope everybody else had an amazing time. Today was my first day actually turning up since October of last year. So that is amazing.
Okay. When you say
you
turn
know,
up,
I,
what's that? What does that entail?
F and vodka and cranberry juice.
Okay. All right. Shout outs. You know what I'm saying? You deserve it. You know what I'm saying? So,
shout out to 56 because I fuck with the F and vodka. Trust and believe you me. That's my vodka.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Okay.
Shout out to my friends that came through and Bobby Cantel, you know.
Bobby Cantel, I like that name. That's a dope name, Bobby Cantel. That's what's up, shout out.
Bobby Cantel is amazing. So listen, we're going to have a grown folks show tonight, man.
Grown and sexy, always.
We're talking about forgiving people but staying true to yourself. And it's topic, man. I've been posting some stuff about this topic, but this topic is so real because I'm learning and I'm still growing as a queen. And as I'm growing, you know, I share what I know and what I learn with you guys. So I haven't already been here. I learned how to get here, and it feels amazing. And I know that a lot of us can use some work when we say, oh, we forgive, but we don't forget. But here's the thing. If you forgave a person, if somebody did something to you, you prayed about it, God and your ancestors helped you through this situation, you moved on, get hurt, you okay. Why not forget about it?
That's true.
Why not stay true to yourself and say, listen, God forgave, you know, why can't I? We hold on to grudges way too often with people, and we still be sitting here saying, I forgave him, but remember when you did this to me. But when you still say, remember when you did this to me, you're really not moving forward. You're really not moving on, and you holding on to animosity. So as people, we're going to walk through this tonight, and we're going to get over this, and we're going to stay true to ourselves, and we're going to forgive, and we're going to forget, because that's the only way that our blessings are going to continue to flow. That's the only way that we're going to be able to get around the karma, right? Because when you're holding on to it, you're holding on to anger, you're holding on to everything the person did, and guess what? When it comes back around and somebody has to forgive you and they hold on to it, that's that karma. You go through things. Your life gives you what you put out. And that's the thing that I'm learning, right? I'm learning that right now as we speak. Your life gives you what you put out. So we're gonna get 10 toes down into this forgiveness.
10 toes
down. It's a process because we was always trained, forgive but don't forget. They got thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
Forgive but don't forget. You know? Forgive but don't
forget. Deep.
So this is something that we walk into, and we are learning to change what we learned and what we've been holding on.
Thought process. Yeah, that's deep. That's deep. I'm feeling that. That's deep. That's church right there. That's deep.
One step at a time. You got to forgive, and you got to let go. You got to forget it, because if you don't, you're going to be hurt, and you're going to have this person around you, and it's going to be so easy for you to forget that you forgave that person if you don't let the hurt go.
Wow.
Ball, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, you just dropped some jewels. That's some major jewels on that. I mean, what I'll add to it real quick is everything happens for a reason. So, you know, and I firmly believe that, like, everything happens for a reason. You know, it was written, you know what I'm saying? So what I mean by that is, you know, everything happens for a reason. So everything is growth, you know what I'm saying? So it's all a part of your growth. And what does not kill you will only make you stronger, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, yeah, definitely. You're going to get stronger. And then here's the other thing, too. Experience, you know what I'm saying, is not, basically maturity is not determined through age. Maturity is determined through experience, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I just wanted to put my two cents in real quick with that. So, you know, like I said,
Arthur, you did something to somebody, but you didn't feel like it was a big deal. But it actually affected that person in a major way. Now, that person did something to you that was actually a big deal, and all of a sudden, you blowing up. Oh, how can you do this to me? Never once do we take accountability saying, you know what, this is what I did. It's a domino effect. And generally, it's a domino effect. And if you didn't do something to that person, you did something to somebody else, and karma is bringing it back to you in your life. So in order to get around any of this, number one, we got to take accountability. Have you ever been in a situation with somebody? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a real-ass situation. And I was thinking about this, like, way younger, right? My oldest son, Dad, me and him used to get into it heavy. You know, guy's a millionaire. You know, we was together 7 years. So, you know, he had plenty of stuff. So he would do things to get under my skin. And one day, he pissed me off. He had somebody in the house. He wouldn't come to the door. I knew the person was in the house because, you know how women are. They messy. So she texting me while she in the house, sending me pictures.
Wow. Okay? Damn.
12 o'clock at night. So since you brave enough to text me from my folks' house, you know, I'm not the type of chick that – I'm from Florida. So, yeah, we a little turnt. But here's the thing. If you brave enough to text me and tell me you in his house, then you brave enough to see me. Now, here's my thing. This man got plenty of money. I'm not finna sit and run around and see who you're sleeping with, what you're doing, how you're doing it. That's not how it go. When you live in a certain life, it just don't work like that. So I popped up to the house. Boom, boom, boom. They not opening the door. He texted me, telling me he ain't home. I know you home, bruh. Chick already sent me the pictures from inside of your house. So after about 30 minutes, they wouldn't come out of the house. I spray painted his house. And I put nails in his tires. He had some 20-folds on his truck. I put nails in the tires, and I spray painted the house. I'm way beyond the limit to be prosecuted, so I can tell the story. So I spray painted the house, put nails in his 20-folds, right? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? She won't come out the door. And, you know, whatever else. So here's the thing. Man. He never, ever pressed charges against me. You know what I'm saying? Never pressed charges against me because he knew what he was doing, right? But here it is. Gotcha. I brought an investment property, right? And I brought this investment property in a gang-related area. So the people that I moved into this property was beefing with the fellow gang. And guess what they did?
They sprayed up the house.
Spray painted my house.
Spray painted. Oh, snap. Okay.
Spray painted my house. Now, this was a couple years between the two, right? But immediately when they spray painted my house, I said,
"Damn, that's coming back.
That
came back.
Back.
Yeah, that's true. It's weird.
Right?
It's
wild how that
happened.
My son father never did anything to me. He never did anything to me to hurt me or to say, you know, well, I ain't going to say that, but he never retaliated, right?
Okay.
But what happened is that karma came back and got me for him. So here's the thing. If I would have took that same situation and said, okay, you know what, this is what you're doing, you know what, I'm done with you, and let karma deal with it, he would have got it back. But because I retaliated, you know, it came back on me too. So the whole forgiving process is really big. It's really, really major. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
We have to, you know, we have to sit and hold ourselves accountable. And for some women that don't understand what accountability is, they will say something like, oh, you making excuses. Ladies, don't let your friends tell you you making excuses for holding yourself accountable, because everybody don't know how to hold themselves accountable for what they have done. Sometimes we do stuff to people and we don't understand how big it is. We don't understand how major it is affecting them because we feel like it was so simple, you know. And one thing about men, ladies, is that men egos are bigger than ours. And they not tend to be like, oh, you know, you hurt me. You know, they gonna react to what you did. And we as women, just like we have to nurture our children, we got to figure out what's wrong with our children. When our children cry, do you want a bottle? Do you need to be changed? Do you need to be held? You know, it's the same thing that we got to do with men, bruh. We have to stop and say, because this man is not going to tell us what's wrong. We got to stop and say, okay, there's an issue because how he's acting, and I got to figure out what's wrong. I got to figure out what happened. What did I do?
That's mature.
When you figure that out, then you proceed with caution and care and say, this is what I did. Let me fix this. Let me correct it. Come on now, y'all.
That's deep. Wow, you just dropping a mic. You know what I'm saying? You dropping a mic tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just in awe. Like, I'm listening to that. Like, yeah, no, that's true stuff. Like, karma. You know what I'm saying? It's just those different energies. You know what I'm saying? And that's emotion. You know, I think, you know, you got to try not to deal in emotion, because when you deal in emotion, you know, you don't have control of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you just, your emotions have control of you. But if you can step back and keep a calm head in a hectic or chaotic situation, wow, you know what I'm saying? That's power. You know what I'm saying? So you gave away your power when you kind of, you know, did what you did, and you just let the emotions, and that's the thing too. Like, that's why, what is that? Road rage and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, in that quick moment, you know, you react because, oh, it feels good to just get out this emotion, and then next thing you know, you done ruined your life or something like that over something really, really petty, you know what I'm saying? So that's the truth, and like I said, it comes through maturity, you know. Some people pick it up real early, you know what I'm saying? Some people pick that knack up early. Some people, it takes a while. For me, it took a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, I did some dumb shit back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie. But I was growing, you know what I'm saying? And it made me the person I am today. And I don't have any regrets. That's one thing about my life. I live my life no regrets, because I know, I truly believe, like I said, everything happens for a reason. So all I do is try to learn from any loss I might have took or any mistake I made, and I just try to correct it, you know what I'm saying, and not make that same mistake twice, and truly use it as a lesson. So, yeah, that's that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you got to forgive. It takes a while to forgive, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get too personal, but, like, it is Father's Day, and I done had the best relationship with my father. But, you know, as I got older and I just forgave him for, you know, just some of the things I just thought he didn't do or he could have just done better, it just that weight, you know what I'm saying, just immediately comes off. Like, and now being grown, you know what I'm saying? Like I was telling the listeners too, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm getting ready to go back to Cleveland in like 2 weeks. And one of my best highlights is just chilling with my pops, just chopping it up, watching the game or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So when you can truly let, you know what I'm saying, bygone, and then when you can just maybe, like, you know, the key to life too is trying to look at it from the other person's point of view. You know what I'm saying? So easy to look at it from your point of view, especially when you know you kind of like in the right or something like that, but you don't know what that other person going through, what had them the way they did, and you know what I'm saying? So that whole part that you said, forgive and forget, because that's like you said, we've heard that, oh yeah, you know, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. You just hold on to that, you know what I'm saying? And you just need to cleanse yourself, you know what I'm saying? Cleanse yourself with positivity. I mean, here's the thing too, and I don't want to get on a total high road, because look, it's yin and yang, you know what I'm saying? It's positive and negative. That's the energy that we're dealing with, and it's freaking sweet that we on. So negative is going to come your way. I mean, because that's why it rains, snows, and then it's sunny outside. You know what I'm saying? It's just different seasons for different things. But it's all about how you react to the negativity, what joy you get out of that, and, like, how can you make the situation better, you know what I'm saying, to come out ahead. So, yeah, no, I commend you for that. Like, that's you know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely correct. And then that's the learning phase that I'm in right now. Because it was mm-hmm. these things that I would never freaking think that I would be able to forgive. And as I was going through them, I was like, oh, I will never forgive. I will never forget. I will never. And in the process of having good spiritual people around you that's walking you through the growth, right? Because if you're not growing, what are you doing? You're the same old person. The lamest thing that I have ever heard is, I don't change, I'm the same old person. If you don't change, you're the same old person, I don't want to be around you. We all grow, and if you're not willing to accept the growth that you're going through or that you need to do to evolve as a person, as a king, as a queen, I don't need to be around you. You know what I'm saying? It's things that we go through that actually hurt us to the core. And sometimes people may intentionally put us through those situations to hurt us to the core. But we have to be the bigger person to say, you know what, I acknowledge what you're doing, and I acknowledge my role in what caused you to do what you're doing. And guess what? I'm going to be the bigger person, and I'm going to tap out. And I'm going to say, I forgive you, and I apologize for whatever it was that I've done. Let's move forward in a positive manner. Being positive is one of the hardest things in the world to do. Outside of anything else that we can do, being positive is one of the hardest things that we can do. Why? Because it's so easy to be negative. You know, it takes more muscles to frown. So with that being said, it's easier. Just like it's easier to eat fast food than it is to eat healthy. Why? Because it's more expensive to eat healthy. Healthier places are far and few. Fast food, though, every corner. You have to look at life you have to be evenly balanced in life. And when you look at it, you have to understand that accountability means everything in the world. So, no, like, generally, like I said, it's one of two things. Either you did something that you felt like was minute or you felt like was right at the time, but it may have been wrong for that person. Or you're not that person. You never did nothing to this person, but you did it to somebody else. And this person is bringing your karma back around. So in order to have positive karma going forward, you have to look at every situation and say, okay, what would I want somebody to do to me if I was in this situation? And you would think that we intentionally try to do right by people all the time, and sometimes we may hurt people. And I think, like me, that's something that I try to do. I always try to do right by people, but guess what? Sometimes I miss the mark. I do. Sometimes
True.
I miss the mark because sometimes True. I act abruptly as opposed to sitting thinking things out. And sometimes I may act and be like, well, you know, that person ain't say nothing or that person didn't step up. But people handle situations different. So,
different.
Guys, in situations, in marriages, in relationships, we have to learn to take accountability. The people that's on the outside, they looking like, well, why this ain't happened or why that ain't happened. People look for drama. Look at the blogs. They got T.I. in the blogs right now. He, you know, he tapped some girl booty, and she sat next to him. And now, you know, they trying to ruin this man's marriage. There's no positivity in that. Everybody want news. Everybody want to have something to talk about. You know, all these women, oh, I lost respect for T.I., X, Y, and Z. Listen, first of all, do you really think you give a fuck? Because really, you know, he really didn't care about your respect, you know, one way or another. And he been legit. He's been there. But see, there's the negativity because you had a whole dude recording this video, a whole man recording this video and put this shit out here in the blog. A person that's so low life and unhappy with their fucking self that they want to go and put somebody else's business that has an empire, that has a wife, that has children out there to say, okay, you never know. Tiny may know he's fucking with her. Tiny may, I've already fucked with her. Tiny like girls. That's the part that everybody missed, and everybody want to sell a story. So it's so hard
True.
To be positive. It's so easy to be negative. It's so easy for somebody to
it
talk
so
about
is.
What somebody else is doing. But
True.
When she stay, they don't understand. Why she staying? Why she staying? Because at the end of the day, she's smart enough to understand, bitch, you might as well stick with what you got. You get me?
True.
When it comes down
yeah.
to it, I can say this 10 million times, men are not meant to be monogamous. They were not created to be monogamous. Men were not created to be at home. That's why it's such small few men that are actual real fathers that you see at home with their children. And a lot of people play an image for social media, but actuality, dude, men, look, for way back from slavery, as soon as the damn child is born, the man is taken away from the mother. He's put out there in the field. So what makes that shit so different now? You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's just real life. And then we sit down and we act like we're so shocked with some shit other than what we expect. If you get a good father, then great. But most of these men aren't cut from a good cloth. You know, most of these men don't know it. They know what they seen from their daddy and their granddaddy and so on and so forth. So what do you get? You get a bump. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what a lot of people have. You got a lot of people that put on for social media, that put on for their friends. Oh, he did this and he did that, and you know you paid for that shit out your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Listen, learn to forgive and forget. Whatever he's not doing, listen, show him how to do it. If you feel like he can't do it right, then you do everything in your power to show him. Because guess what? If you felt like you wanted to start a business and your business, You did everything in your power to get your business off. Say you did hair. You finna
okay.
go out here. You finna tell everybody. You finna promote on social media. You finna pay people to promote your business. You finna get business cards. You finna get t-shirts. You finna do everything in your power to get your business off the ground, right? That's your business. You're gonna put money in your pocket. But let's just say that you got a husband. You got a boyfriend that you've been with for a long time. You got a child's father. And they ain't what they need to be. They're not what they need to be. You put that same energy that you would put in your business because this right here affects your life. It's not financially giving, but guess what? It's beneficial for your child. And so these are things that I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning because, you know, when my spiritual advisor can break these situations down to me and say, you can go hard for everything else, why you ain't going hard to help him be a better person? If we went as hard as we did to bang and bash somebody, as we and we went the same length to make them a better person, do you know how much better the world would be?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about where you put your energy. You know what I'm saying? Where you, you know what I'm saying? So that's a very valid point, you know, like, that's true. I mean, like, to really, you know, that's why I said, like, family is such, it's important, you know what I'm saying? But you touched on some very key things, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, the way people are cut from different cloths and, you know what I'm saying, what they saw growing up and then subconsciously how, like, they start to do the same thing that, you know, their parents or grandparents did and they fall into those same, you know, the same things that they were doing, you know what I'm saying? And but like I said, maturity, it just takes positive images, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, with me, I was touching on it earlier in the show how, like, my pops, you know what I'm saying? To me, he wasn't there the way I would have liked him to be. But I had other strong male figures in my life, you know what I'm saying? Uncles, my grandfather, other male, you know what I'm saying? Just I had a strong family. Then I just had strong women, you know what I'm saying? I come from a line of just strong women. So, like, you know, it takes a village to raise, you know, raise a child. So, like, that family structure is just very important. So, you know, I guess the point I'm just trying to make is this, like what you was trying to say, like if you put that same energy towards bettering a person, showing them the right way. Now, eventually, if the person just doesn't learn, you know, you got to just cut them off and not cut them off, but just move on. You know what I'm saying? You got to just adjust the situation accordingly, but at least give it a try, you know what I'm saying, to help this person better because everybody matures at a different time. And, you know, so that's it. You know, before you just throw away that whole family structure that you may have to try to get something else, try to work some things out, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, me being married, like it's I was so scared of it at first, you know, but in actuality, it's one of the best things I did because I know – me and my wife, we just built each other, you know, so when I'm down and she's up, you know, she can just, we keep each other balanced and then vice versa. So then, like I said, if we do decide to have children and we start that corporation, then that's that. But that family unit is just, it's just so strong, you know what I'm saying? So like it definitely, and then another thing too, we all over the place. I don't want to get too off topic or whatever, but like I said, it just comes through. We talking about self-growth and everything and maturity and all that. Also, too, like this news and all that stuff, like now it's take your, like learn from yourself nowadays. And like also, too, with like religion and all that, like this, it's how can I put it? Like with religion and all that stuff, it's just, I'm just learning as we get back into our ancestors in Africa. And like I said, I'm always promoting Egypt. Because we got so much stuff that just got hidden and technology through time that now I think with social media and the world getting smaller and things is out there for people to learn, I think people are starting to develop a different frequency. You know what I'm saying? Like all these old traditions of just like, you know, just praying for something and hoping it's going to be the better way. And, you know, just hoping and dreaming and wishing instead of doing that, but, you know, putting that doing it together with it. And I don't know, just like, just taking back the myths, just getting rid of these myths, God, devil, and all that. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's a higher power, but just not doing something because, oh, this is devilish or whatever the case may be. Like just getting away from those old traditions, I think is just key to us as black people getting to that next level and understanding and becoming just a better race and culture. You know what I'm saying? Like we were just talking about, you know, you get into your queendom, you know, like I feel I'm in my kingdom, but I want to be more than a king. I want to be a pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? And I say that we're all, and I look at myself as a pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I really, really, truly do. And yeah, I'm just getting back to this because it's deeper than religion. Like my spirituality is so strong right now that, you know, I'm starting to just feel it. You know what I'm saying? So
Right. And that's
like
a good
thing.
And that's where you should be at.
What's up?
That's where you should be at. Like you said, your spirituality is so strong that you feel it. And we have to do research. We can't go off of what our parents taught us, because what our parents taught us is what only thing that they knew. You know, and our parents taught us Christianity and being a Baptist. You know, that's what our parents taught us. But when you look at it, those are the big sinners in the world, and then we are taught to ignore whatever they're doing. Ignore who is giving us the message and what they're doing. Just pay attention to the message.
So the message
keeps changing over and over again, when in actuality, you just have to understand who really it is that's running this, and it's God. You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand that, you know, who's here to help you, and pay attention. Do you ever pay attention that when a baby is born in your family, at some point, you know, somebody close to that baby or close to that mother dies? You know what I'm saying? To allow that child to come in and live life. You got to understand your ancestors are a big part of what it is that is going on in your life, and your ancestors are here to help you through the world and guide you through the world, you know. Christianity tells you that it's angels, you know what I'm saying? But your angels are your ancestors, you know. A lot of things that you have to understand
Say that one more time, but that was deep.
In Christianity, you are taught that angels are watching over you, right? These angels, these people that die and they go and work for God. In actuality, those angels are your ancestors. So, you know, the white man is always going to put that is, you know, it's the white man. It's that. You know, white people, but, you know, the God that they have, you know, in the Bible is actually not even white, but that's the narrative that white people will push on you. You're right. You have people that are watching over you. It's your ancestors. Your ancestors are watching over you. So you're going to tell me this story that all of these people that died, they're assigned to certain people to watch over them, and your guardian angel is what they call them, and it's somebody that you don't even know, and they just so miraculously coming through to do so much in your life. It's people that know you. It's people that live their life. It's people that understand that they have to work after death. It's people that are put in that position, but they're close to you. You got to understand it's your ancestors. When you pray to God and your ancestors, because they are all listening and they all put together this stuff. These are things that, I wasn't aware of these things, but in life you grow. You know what I'm saying? And that's growth. You don't ever want to be attached to anybody that don't want to grow mentally. And even though I may sit back and be like, oh, I'm not listening, but I'm listening, and I'm going to go do research, and I'm going to go figure out what it is that I need to look into. So, you know, I'm always trying to give what was given to me. You know, everybody's not going to agree with my way of thinking, and I'm not going to agree with everybody else's way of thinking. But guess what? I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. Learn to forgive and to forget. If you are not forgetting, you are holding on to something on the inside of you, just say, you forgave this person, but you still ain't forgot it, and this is in the back of your head, and you're like, you know what? That bitch cheated on me, so I'm finna take one for him and cheat on him. And it's the man that's going to give you this STD. It's the man or the woman that's going to give you HIV. It's the man or the woman that's going to end up getting pregnant. It's the man or the woman that's going to end up talking to your spouse. It's the man or the woman that's going to make you lose what you have. So understand that from one situation to the next, man, karma is real. You never know what you're stepping into. And right now, everybody is filming and doing all of this extra stuff. If I put somebody out there, and I know people that follow me, if I'm you know, doing something to my baby daddy, it's because I'm really targeting him. It's not for the world to see, because I only put specific stuff out there. I never put his business, you know what I'm saying, like for real out there. It's just really just to piss him the fuck off because he hated it. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not stupid. You know, I do just enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My thing
you go right
is,
to the edge, you don't jump over it?
Yeah, I go to the edge. I don't jump. You know, I go enough to the edge to get that phone call to get cussed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be like, oh, okay.
I go to the edge too. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you live on the edge, but as long as you don't jump.
Right. You know I go to the edge just enough to make him be like, I ain't bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, okay, I don't think you know, bitch. I ain't a killer, but don't push me, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He just bust my ass on, like, all right, he know. You know, we don't really want a response out of him sometimes. You know, he's like, bitch, don't make me come choke you. Like, I did it. You know what I'm saying?
Word up. Word. I feel you. Sometimes
we ain't doing nothing
extra. Word, I got
sometimes
you.
We been wanting to come push us down and take the pussy. You know?
Yeah, I get it. I just understand when it is like that and when it's not. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I know that energy.
Yeah, but you know, women, you know, it cannot be that way, and we trying to make it that way, and it don't go that way sometimes. And then we sitting there like, shit, that plan backfire. But yeah, like, we have to be in control of the energy that we put out. Like, we gotta. I've been working on my energy. All year, right? But I had pregnancy hormones, and I was a different person. We talked about this once I had the baby. He was like, oh, you sound different. It was like this weight on me, and I was so mean, and I hated. I hated my son, dad, and like he really didn't deserve all the hate that I had. Like, I ain't gonna lie. But, you know, it was just, I couldn't shake it. You know what I'm saying?
You're creating another being, a new life, a new miracle. So,
right. And it's like, he knows that he could have been better, but he just know that I was just like, rawr. And now I'm like, I feel so bad. I was so mean. Teary face, they're like, I'm sorry. And he's like, whatever. but in all fairness, you know, like, he understands. But, you know, I've been working on my being, though, you know, all year, and growing and researching and reading and trying to apply this to my life, right, to be the bigger and better person. And so, you know, my friends would be like, dude, you're making excuses. And I have to tell them, it's not making excuses. It's holding yourself accountable. So when you hear this conversation, the only thing you can think about is what X did. But did you look at what I did? So you're saying that no matter what I did, you know what I'm saying, that X shouldn't have reacted. No matter what I did, Z shouldn't have reacted. You know what I'm saying? Like, who am I to feel like I can react on somebody in one way or another and not take in consideration how that they feel, how they would feel, and then think that I'm above them reacting to me? I'm not. And you can't do that way either. So you have to take accountability on the things that you do. You can't do something and then think that a person is not supposed to react. And I think the one thing that you know, social media teaches you about fighting. They teach you about showing your booty. They teach you about surgery. You know, this is all the stuff that they put in there. Oh, look at her body. Her body is goals. You know, like see, where does that go? You know what I'm saying? Me, I had a baby 3 weeks ago. My stomach is down 80%. And that's 3 weeks ago. I ain't even at my 6 weeks yet. Bitch, my curves are there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, this, it ain't had damn piece of surgery. But if you teach these same women, hey, if you breastfeed once you have your child and you start eating right and you stop eating at a certain time, your appetite is going to automatically drop down. You're going to automatically lose weight. You don't teach them the proper narrative. You teach them go have surgery, and then you can get this body. That is the green body. You know what? I don't have no problem pulling nobody that I want right now. So what I'm saying to you is be true to yourself. Some people aren't designed to be leaders. Some things are just, you know, hypocrisy. I love Super Sit. Super Sit is herself. Super Sit cook her food. She fry everything. She cook damn near. She eating how she want to eat. She got a fiance, and she got a business. You understand me? She's living her life. She is not letting the narrative of what everybody else is doing with their body, you know what I'm saying, dictate how she's going to live her life or how she's going to be seen. And it's just really a breath of fresh air to see these girls from Louisiana. All of them are beautiful BBW sisters, and they get money and they doing what they're supposed to do. They are different from what you see on the norm because these women are putting forth the image. Oh, you got to have makeup on. Oh, you got to have lashes on. Oh, you got to have weave on. Oh, you got to have your waist gone. Oh, you got to have this. And you got to do all of this stuff. And guess what? Them bitches still getting cheated on. Them bitches still ain't got no man. Them bitches still hopping from dick to dick. So what does that prove? Because you have the body that makes everybody see you. That only makes men want to sleep with you. Body equals sex, okay? What's your mind doing? What did you do with your mind when you went out here and got all that stuff done? You got to understand who to follow. Who to follow. You can't be following what everybody else is doing. You got to create your own lane, boo. And that's just what it is. So when your friends tell you why you took him back, but yet this man paying bills in the house, this man good to the kids, this man doing everything that he's supposed to do, but he messed up one time, whatever that may be, at the end of the day, why you took him back? Because he good to me, and I know what I did to him. And when you took him back, you said, well, yeah, that was in the past. I ain't dwelling on that. We got to learn to let go and let God handle the situation. If somebody tried to do something to you, and guess what? They couldn't do it. Why you going to hold a grudge to them? God already brought you through. You're supposed to pray about it and say, thank you, God, for protecting me and watching over me. I forgive this person. Now I let it go. Because what you tried to do, I'm protected. It didn't even happen. So why am I going to be mad at you?
That's deep. A lot of people can't handle that, but that's deep.
Y'all don't
very
get
deep.
It, y'all don't even get it. You don't even understand. Man, you got to forgive and you got to let go. We got to grow as people. And when you listening to me and you tuning in to me, I'm going to grow you to the almost, yeah, it's all good. Do what you do. Have threesomes with your mate if that's what you want. Keep your mate to yourself. That's what you want.
Exactly.
Listen, everybody does something different. It ain't for you to be mad when somebody else do something.
That's all facts right there. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, as you know, when you're dealing with a certain person, you know, and especially too with just marriage, once again, you got to keep it interesting, you know what I'm saying? So you got to add things to it and just, you know, and grow with that. So you just don't just get divorced, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to see marriages fall apart, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you go to that wedding and you see everybody gathered and, you know what I'm saying, and it comes together, and then just to see it all fall apart, you know what I'm saying? That's, like, that's very sad to me, especially when they got kids and stuff like that. I know everything isn't made to be, you know what I'm saying, and last forever, like a marriage or whatever, but, you know, as we grow and we mature, just as I'm starting to just look at us just as a nation now, because like I said, social media has made the world smaller, you know what I'm saying? So now, you know, everything's connected, which is great in a way, but you got to know how to use it, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm just saying is, now the narrative is, you know, and that's why I said, that's why religion, to me, it throws a monkey wrench in certain situations, because now if that person cheats and it's adultery and all this other stuff, all these, like, old school way of
who's
all
religion?
Keep people in line. Huh? What's up?
Whose religion is that, though? Whose religion is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. That's exactly. What you, I don't even got to say whose it is. You know whose it is. You know what I'm saying? So when you just look deeper into that, you know, you see that it's all, you know, you can just get above it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying you get above God. Don't get it twisted. I'm saying you get above religion, though. You just, when you get spiritual, you get above religion. So another thing, while we just on the topic of just forgiving, I forgave Islam. And I'm going to say that to say this. When I was younger, you know, high school, you know, I because I was born Baptist, Christian. You know what I'm saying? My grandparents are very religious on both sides. My parents, not so much. So, you know, when I got to high school, I got into Islam. But like I said, Islam is a beautiful religion, but it could be so controlling. You know what I'm saying? It's for a person. I don't know if I talked about this on the show before, but Islam is for a person that needs structure in their life. So I always say, if you look at jail, you know, if guys go to jail and stuff like that, Islam is great for that person. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll help you do the time faster. It'll organize your life. It's a brotherhood while you're locked up and everything. But that's the beauty of it. The flip side of it is it causes a lot of fanatic thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, meaning, in Islam, if you're not on your deen,
When I say you're on your deen, that means you just you following the laws of Islam. You know what I'm saying? You're on your deen. You make a salat every day. That's your prayers. You know, just to, if you study Islam, you would know. But anyway, so the fanaticism is looking at somebody different. Like if they're not practicing Islam a certain way, you looking at them sideways. You know, kind of like how back when we was having all this ISIS situation and all this terrorism and stuff like that, it's a lot of room for fanaticism. So anyway, I said I have to say this. So I got into Islam and, you know, after like a year or so into it, I knew it wasn't for me. And then, you know, at that time, Cleveland was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, for me, just a lot of energy, a lot of crazy energy. But I had to just break free from all of that. And like I said, once I found this book called Egyptian Yoga by Muwatta Ashby, it was a life changer for me. And like I said, that's my journey. But, you know, for a minute, I just had like kind of animosity towards Islam because I just the people of it just rubbed me the wrong way. Certain people, even though certain people was always good to me, other people just rubbed me the wrong way and they left a bad taste in my mouth. But now, you know what I'm saying, as I've matured, you know, I see it. You know what I'm saying? I'm bigger than all that. So like I forgive all that old energy and I'm just moving forward. So, you know, it's just another like quick little story of self growth. You know what I'm saying? It's just very important. So yeah. Definitely. So yeah, I mean this is real talk with Fire, the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz, and we getting deep, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
Yeah, this is it. Self growth. Learn from your mistakes. Growing as a person. Definitely. So we're getting deep. Hope I didn't get too deep for you. You still there, right?
On the side note, the kid's godfather was leaving, and he has this little dog. And I know y'all heard the kid coming calling my name. When he packed the dog up to leave the dog, he cried. My son, my oldest son, cried. He cried.
Okay. He didn't want that dog to leave.
No, he never want the dog to leave, right?
Nah.
And so I was going to get him a dog next year. But
true.
I think I got to get him
right.
A sooner than that.
Yeah, nah, every kid should have a dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially every boy, you know, every boy should have a dog. It teaches them responsibility. I mean, like, I had, like, about 3-4 dogs growing up when I was younger, so... you know, shout out to my old dog that I used to have. What's up?
Who paying for the dog? You talking about every kid to have a dog? That's a whole nother bill.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it teaches, you know, your son if he has that dog, you know, you can tell him like, look, this is how you gotta break it down to him. Like, if I'm gonna get you this dog, for us to keep this dog, you gotta take care of this dog. You know, you gotta.
That's taking care of the dog. That's not financially though. Financially, I'm
going
to have to take care of the dog. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But when I say responsibility, I mean like learning how to clean up for the dog, learning how to take the dog out. You know what I'm saying? Like feeding the dog. That's what I'm talking about. So that's just showing them, you know, how to care for somebody. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a dog, it's an animal.
Oh, yeah.
It's teaching them that. You know what I'm saying? So it's some jewels in that.
You take it outside on the leash. And the dog is house trained. Dog come in the house, and you know he loves the dog, and his godfather like trying to, you know, had a dog around the baby, so the dog, you know, knows the difference between the baby. It's a little dog, but his godfather loves kids, goes crazy about kids, and that's a whole nother experience. But that's why you heard him. He was like, the dog is getting in the car, like, but yeah, man, like, listen, you gotta explore and you gotta look for yourself, right? Never let somebody tell you the sky is blue without looking up. Really? Never let somebody tell you something without you going to research on your own. And I learned that the hard way, because a lot of things that I learned and a lot of things that I was taught just don't seem to add up once I'm grown. You know, it doesn't look the same. I want somebody to tell you that it's smoke in the air without smelling it first. So, you know, you gotta take accountability, man. And it's so many people that go off of what somebody else said or what they feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to start doing your own research, and you got to start understanding what common sense feels.
Okay. That's that giggle. What's up?
A lot of people don't have common sense. And if you don't have common sense, then you don't have anything. Like, I'm not going to live my life like the next woman live her life. But guess what? It's women that feel like because you don't live your life the way that they live their life, then you living it wrong. Because that's what they was taught. You know what I'm saying? And that actuality, there's no wrong way on living life. If you're going to go out here and sleep with 100 men, that's your life. That's how you're going to live it. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to and not sleep with nobody, that's your life. That's how you're going to live it. Listen.
That's how it was written. That's exactly how it was written.
Look, this celibacy shit for the bird. But, you know, I'm a bird right now. So, I'm rocking. I don't know how long. I'm going to know what.
Okay, that's going to be the next one. All right, I got you. That's the turn-up situation part two. You know, turn up situation part one was this drink you had today. You know what I'm saying? Turn up situation part two.
You might be like, well, God, damn, why you sound like that?
I know, right? I was like, okay, this is going to be a good one. Turned all the way up. Charged all the way up.
Listen, shit, what had happened was it's been a very long time. And that time has ended.
True.
But now I'm a happy camper. But with that situation, I am treading lightly, because I have to make the right decisions, right? In all honesty, I'm gonna share some with you. I haven't even said, but it's a mental process for me, and the reason
we in a trust tree.
The reason why I started practicing celibacy is because I was on bad terms with my son and father. And I just felt like it wouldn't be fair. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be fair to me. It wouldn't be fair to him. Saying that we had some things to grow through. So I gave myself 6 months after I had my son. And I said by the end of the year, you know what I'm saying, if I still feel the same way, then, you know, the sky's the limit. But I can't go get involved with anybody. You know, as women, we got to pay attention to what we're doing. Men can sleep with women while they're going through something, and it's no emotional attachment. Women can't do
that. It's a muscle situation.
You can't do that because we are emotional creatures. So basically what you are doing is tainting your world because you are emotionally connected to something, but you bring somebody else in trying to get emotionally connected, but you really can't because you can only be emotionally connected to one person at a time. You can be with somebody and you can say, that's my husband, I love him, but when you marry, you fall in and out of love often. You with You're not with him because you love him at the time, because if you're sleeping with somebody else, you're emotionally attached to that person that you're sleeping with. You're not emotionally attached to your husband at that point. So you have to understand what it is that you're doing, and you have to make decisions based upon what it is that you're going. You feel me? To say the least, is that you have to give yourself time to figure out what you're going to do. You can't just jump from situation to situation because as a female, you then, like I said, you're tainting your situation. you're going to do what it is that you want to do, but you're bringing somebody else into your life at the wrong time. Ladies, it's okay to sit down. Let him run the streets. Let him do whatever he going to do. But you have to break that emotional connection before you move on. And once you break that emotional connection, you go. If you don't break it, you're going to end up going back and forth. So why do all of that? Break the emotional connection that you have with somebody if it's meant to be broke, and then go forward and move on. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. That's deep. That's deep what you was just saying. So I just want to recap on that, you know, especially for the listeners out there, for the guy listeners that's trying to understand, because I'm trying to understand it. So you saying, as a female, if you're with somebody, like if you're emotionally connected with that person, right? That's what you were saying. But before you sleep with somebody else, you saying that you got to be totally done with that person, because is that what
that's
you
what
that
be.
Would? Okay,
right.
I wanted to make sure I
as
got
females,
it because you just saying as females,
from that person, because you bring in somebody else in, and you can't even really be in tune with that person because your mind is going to be with the other person. You know what I'm saying? Even if it didn't work, even if it was supposed to work, even if whatever the case may be, you know, you can't do it. Even if you know that situation is done, you know, you got to still say, okay, this situation is done. Let me break this emotional tie and then let me move forward. You know, the craziest thing that I hear is,
That's the way to get one person
to get under another. And that's the craziest thing to me, because you taking that baggage from one situation to the next situation. That's why your relationship's toxic. That's why your shit not working, because you take the baggage from one situation to the next. We not men. Ladies, we are women. We are emotional creatures. So if we taking this toxic shit from one situation to the next, you're going to end up cheating on the next man, because guess what? You still emotionally connected to the past man. Not to say, you know, that some women can do it. Some women just dogs. Some women just don't have the most.
It's a few. They built just different. They can do that.
Yeah, because I watch these women that jump from man to man, and I'd be like, so you ain't gonna take no break? You ain't gonna pause not one time. You was with him, and then 2 weeks later, you was with him, and you don't care about people saying, you know, you a hot pocket. You know, you just don't care.
Yeah.
You just do what you do.
Yeah.
One thing I learned as I got older was to take breaks. You know what I'm saying? And it just wouldn't have been right for me to be out here turned up, regardless of how bad, you know what I'm saying, or how mean I was, or how much I didn't like him. It just wouldn't have been right. You know what I'm saying? That's just not how you should do it.
I've done it before on some spiteful shit.
You know what I'm saying? In, you know, past situations. But, you know, like, yeah, it was all spiteful. It was all petty. You know, this situation wasn't for me that way, to me, where I was going to go and be spiteful to him like that. You know what I'm saying? So I gave myself to the end of the year, because you got to, you know, you got two people that's going in a situation that have a child together, like two new people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been knowing each other for years, but we are just parenting. You know what I'm saying? And that takes shit to a whole different level. So you kind of got to see how that's worked out, co-parenting and so on and so forth. It's so much that I have on my plate dealing with the situation that I can't put myself in another situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm single as hell, but can't put myself in a situation, because I can't say where I'm going to be at in 2 months. I can't say, you know what I'm saying, if he'll be back home in 2 months. I can't say if he won't be home in 2 months. I can say, you know, a week or two ago, that bitch ain't ever coming. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's emotional shit. So, you know, you kind of got to give yourself a break. And that's why, you know, I took my break. I took my time. And it's hard. Like, that shit, boy, that shit is some of the hardest shit that you can ever want to do. You know what I'm saying? The when your hormones are raging while you're pregnant, and then have a child, then your hormones are 10 times as worse, and you just sit back and you're like, well, I'm just going to tough it out a little longer. But, you know, it's not at this point, for him, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to take no baggage nowhere. You know, dude was flirting with me. I was like, yeah, give me like 8 months when he was flirting with him. I said, yeah, give me 8 months and I'm going to be ready. And I know he was like,
he was like,
huh?
What?
Like,
hold on.
Who says that?
We grown out here 8 months. What? Yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah,
certain women got that. But I would say, too, certain women got that black snake moan. You know what I'm saying? When I say that black snake moan, they just got that, you know, those are the ones that's just, they can just, they immune to it. Like, they're numb to it, you know what I'm saying, as far as sex and all that. Like, they can just, you know what I'm saying? They can just get it. It's like a fighter, you know what I'm saying? Like a guy that fights, you know what I'm saying? Like a fighter. Like, once he's been into a couple fights, it's just nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, that, too. You know, just that raw,
you know
what I'm saying?
How can you have sex with somebody that you don't have any is no attachment? If you having sex with multiple people, that shit is no attachment. You getting off for the moment. You ain't doing that extra shit that you want to do when you got that one person that you sleeping with. Like, then you want to go do the extra mile. Then you want candlelights. You want to do, you know, you can think about being creative. When you sleep, you ain't finna do all this shit for all these different people, bro. Like, dude, how much time do you really have on your hand? You got to be a real person with a lot of time on your hand that you finna just turn up with every situation that you have. It's not the same. It's better to have one person and to be core with one person than to not. I started finding myself about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had already, like, been doing it and not unconsciously doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like I was taking breaks and not even paying attention. And so when I started growing and learning about myself and paying attention to my habits, right? Because we all have habits, and we don't know why we do what we do unless we sit down and we pay attention to ourselves. You got to learn yourself. And when I realized, I was like, oh, I'm taking breaks, right? I'm getting myself mentally, I'm regrouping myself mentally. You can't be your best you. I don't care who you are. You can't have your best sex sleeping with all of these people unless you a turn up girl. This, you got that black snake moan like Mo Ben said. You a turn up girl, you gonna go turn up with everybody that you possibly can, because you going home with your mama. You ain't got nothing to do. Listen, you ain't gonna tell me that, like, these women that got careers and children and all this shit, you changing up with every different man, and you got a different man every other night. Like, that's too much fucking work.
Right?
That's too much work. That's too much risk. That's too much everything. I want my shit to be where if I took a break, you know what I'm saying? If I took a break from you and come back, you know, you'd be like, damn, that thing ain't even touched. A man know when his shit ain't touched. You know what your shit feel like. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, ladies, I say this all the time. This is a part of being true to yourself. You can dish that motherfucker all you want to, but he know when that shit being touched, because guess what? You done went and fucked somebody with a dick bigger than his, and you done dish that thing up, and you think that shit tight, and he going to hit that shit 4 to 5 times, that shit going to fall apart, and you going to be like, oh, yeah, that shit got wet. No, bitch, that shit ain't right. That shit just fell all apart.
Yeah.
He knows what this shit feel like.
Hey, no,
it ain't
true. It contours to you. You know what I'm saying?
You
don't
know.
Yeah, it contours. You know what I'm saying? So you can tell. Like, if it's yours, it's going to contour to you. You know what I'm saying? You know? So it's going to be, so something, yeah, if it's been tainted, you can definitely, when it's yours,
right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's community, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what, you know what I'm saying? That's just, it's new anyway. So you don't know how it's supposed to feel.
You just know what it feel like, and it is, yeah, it's high. You know what I'm saying? That's high. You know when it's his.
When it's yours.
You don't care what it is. When it's here, then you doing what you're doing, man, he ain't finna last too long. Every now and then you might get a brother that ride, but he ain't gonna last too long in here, because that ain't no right. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you something. There's no better feeling. If you don't know what it feels like, if you're not, you know, I know a lot of women, they sleep with different men. So let me tell you something. Here's a reward for you, baby. It's a reward to keep that thing on ice. So you and your dude, y'all having beef or whatever, and y'all not talking for a month or two. And guess what? By the time y'all start back talking, and you like, you know, at the beginning, I'll never forgive him, yada yada. You go back. You should give yourself 2 months any damn ways, you know, before you slide on. He come back. The best feeling and the best reward is him getting that thing, knowing it ain't touched. And the best reward is throwing that thing back like a boomerang because you ain't had none. And all this time, man, listen, be true to yourself. That's a reward to you. That's a reward to you. So understand that.
That's real talk. That's real talk. And this is real talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black, Mo Benz, you know what I'm saying, every Sunday night. This is how we give it, you know what I'm saying? This is how we do. You know, we chop it up on real topics and we get to the bottom of situations. You know what I'm saying? And we just...
Right. Reward yourself, man. Listen, that shit to me, I don't know. To me, it feels good. You know what I'm saying? It feels good.
It
like,
feels good too.
Yeah, it's just knocking that thing, gripping that motherfucker like OJ Simpson. You understand me? Like, yeah, you going nowhere. Shit, come on, baby. It don't fit. Shit, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you gonna get right. It's a reward. I think. Be true to yourself. Be true to your womanhood. You can say all day that you ain't sleeping with nobody while you on low ski sleeping with such and such, talking about don't, you know, it's for the business and don't say this and don't say that. But be true to yourself, man. It ain't that much sex in the world. And when you go without sex for a minute, you can see clearer. You can start paying attention. So be true to yourself. Learn to forgive and to forget. You got to learn to forget. And when you learn to forgive and forget, you will move completely different as a woman. As a woman, as a man, you will move completely different. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. Men know how to forgive and forget better than women. When a man is in love, man, that man know how to forgive and forget better than a woman because it's not easy for a man to walk away when he is in love. It's not easy. You know what I'm saying? But women, you know what I'm saying? We forgive them, be like, but what you doing? Who texting your phone? What you know, all of this stuff. Yeah, I caught you cheating before, so X, Y, and Z. Listen, if you caught him cheating, sis, and you still took him back, sis, understand what you have. And you change your thought process on dealing with this man. Straight up. If you're going to let him in the house, I thought he's still going to cheat again, but understand what you got. Listen, do you trust him enough to wrap it up? Do you trust him enough not to bring that back to you? Those are the questions that
you go. There you go.
I love him. Listen, when you
Let's
forgive
get down to
and forget, you got to be able to trust him enough.
That's real talk right there. I respect the hell out of that. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody out there listening, she just dropped a jewel. That's a jewel. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of times, and this is the savage gentleman talking, but basically, you know, a lot of times, like, you're gonna, like Jay-Z said, I was just them girls, I was going to get right back. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens with guys. Like I said, you know, you just lustful. Sometimes we just got to conquer something. You know what I'm saying? We got to get some of that strange, is what we call it. And then when you get some of that strange, you know, and you get back, you know, now you feel better, or you even can appreciate what you have even more. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a chance to get something else real quick, and now you're like, okay, back. This is where it's supposed to be. And so we can learn to work with that and come to an understanding. And y'all gonna have a lasting, more enriched marriage, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? So long as you guys. It's give and take, you know what I'm saying? So as long as y'all know each other and you know what positions y'all play, then there you go. Like you just said, like, you know, if a person is out there, is wrapping it up, you know what I'm saying? Don't bring nothing back, you know what I'm saying? Don't make nothing messy, nothing crazy, nothing in their face, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, that's just real shit, you know what I'm saying? That's just real situations for marriages in this time that we live
you
in. You know what I'm saying? That's
marriage thinking about if he is going to cheat. You have to
True.
be like here's the thing, like you know, I really want to get married, but it's like it's certain things that I have to have, right? Because I know that in life, marriage is forever. And you mean to tell me that if you think that my smart ass is going to sit down and think that this man is not going to sleep with nobody else for the rest of his life other than me, you got to be out your mind. Not me devaluing myself. I love myself. I know my value, but I also know men. It's life, okay? It's real the fuck life. And it may happen. I'm not trying to say that, oh, you better not cheat her. Bitch, we done or whatever. That, like, come on. Like, that shit is, you don't need to be married. My thing is that it's just certain things. That's why I go so hard for the other things that make sense. You got to be together. We got to be able to build together. You got to have, you know what I'm saying, your life together in order for us to be married, because the worst thing to be doing is trying to move your money around because this motherfucking person ain't got nothing going on, and now y'all finna go to divorce court or y'all finna go to child support court. Man. And you're going to end up paying more because you got more than this person right here got. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a great relationship in, you know, amicable, meaning, okay, you know what? We both agree this ain't going to work. Look, we finna wipe this shit clean. I'm going to give you this right here. Let's sign off on this. You go your way, I go my way. That's how it happens. But when people are in situations for other reasons other than what it's supposed to be, somebody trying to take somebody to the cleaners. Somebody mad. You finna go out here with all this money and go do this and that with this person. But at the end of the day, I ain't going to be able to get it no more. You have all of that. And I want to marry my friend. I don't want to marry somebody that is going to end that way. Because when you are with a friend, when you are dating a friend, when you have a child with a friend, no matter what you go through, when you got a for sure friendship, you will understand the core value of what you have. You are going to rebalance yourself. That's when you are going to have to forget about some things. That's when you're going to have to forgive, because you are true to yourself and you understand what you have with this person means more than what you're going through with this person. You know what I'm saying? And that is what, you know, got me, you know, out of some situations, because I value friendship to the core. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
If somebody that you truly care about, you can go from screw you, I don't ever want to see you again, to all right, what can we do? Okay, I take accountability for my part. How can we make this better? You know, and it's basically said, how can we make it go away? Because you can't have a person that's taking accountability and then you holding on to a grudge now, because. You know, when somebody steps up and you did this, like, hold on, what did you do? Like, yeah, I wouldn't have did that if you wouldn't have did what you can't do all that. You got to be the bigger person.
True. That's true. So true. That's what's up. Jewels is being dropped. So, yeah, this is it. This has been a great topic. Definitely, you know, it was just good therapy, you know what I'm saying, to just talk this out. Just, you know, like the topic says, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, what does it mean to, you know, what's, hold on, I'm all over the place right here.
The art of forgiveness.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically the art of forgiving, you know what I'm saying? Self-growth, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a wonderful topic, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the listeners out there. Shout out to you for, like, putting that out there, showing where we at, where the country's just tuning into us, you know what I'm saying, every week. That's just big to know that, you know, we global with this thing. And before we wrap it up, because I know we got about 10 minutes left in the show, a couple things. Well, one quick thing. I just want to get into. I don't know if you've been out there, if you've been keeping your ear to the street, but like I said, I draw so many inspirations just from music. And shout outs to Kanye West. Shout outs to Nas. The Nasir album, great listen, 7 tracks, extra dope. Took a little while to upload it and get it up there. You know what I'm saying? I started a little frenzy, but it was worth the wait. But then here's the thing that kind of threw me off, man. And it kind of like, I was just like, yo, How are you going to do that? So then my man Nas drops his album on Friday, somewhat completes the cycle. I think Teyana Taylor might got an album coming up too next week. But kind of, you know, from Pusha T to Kanye to the Kids with Ghosts with Kanye and Cudi to the Nas, you know, just bringing just great music back. You know what I'm saying? Music has been so good these last few months. This has been a great year of music. So Jay-Z and Beyonce, I think they just got jealous, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, and they just dropped their album the next day, you know what I'm saying, which was yesterday, to just take the shine away from my man Nas. And I thought that was just wrong, you know what I'm saying, as far as the art form. Like, let that man live, let him get his moment. And they came in and just kind of crashed the party. But at the end of the day, you know, I do understand business is business. And the business at hand is basically, I see Beyonce, she's trying to get her name back out there. Because, you know, if you think of Beyonce, in my opinion, Beyonce has no personality. You know what I'm saying? Her personality just comes forth from her music. And being that they're married, Jay-Z, you know, was like, you know, I guess took control of the project and was like, all right, we're going to drop this. They on tour. Plus, they need ticket sales. They dropped the album, and, you know, that was just a good look for Beyonce because Beyonce needed to get some new music out there because she likes a tour or whatever. And then on Jay-Z's part, he's a shrewd businessman, so I think he knew with all the good music that was out there that people are signing up for all these streaming services more than ever, that he had to do something to sway the consumers. So, you know, so Tidal can still...
Yeah. I think that's all of what it was. It's tight, but you got to think, even if Nas had, you know, said his release date or whatever, you got to think, back in the day, people was dropping music all the time at the same time. So, you know, maybe, you know, people want, you know, to let one person have a shine. You know, this is new age shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that, true,
you know, 50 years ago, you know, everybody would be dropping in the same week. You know, you had new music out, and people went and bought what the fuck they wanted to buy. You know, if Nas got an album out, you know, if they can buy Nas' album, they can buy Beyonce album. I don't see a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? This is really bringing, like, the old school vibe back. Just like all of the old school artists are coming back out, and you hear all this old music, and it feels good because I don't listen to none of it. I can't tell you name one of the Richard Kidd songs or Vert whoever the fuck he is. Teriyaki. I don't know none of these motherfuckers. You understand me? So, you know, it's a breath of air to see all of the old school artists coming out because it's like, oh, yeah, you know, this is good music. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? We feel like one person at a time, and it's too many people that's doing what they got to do, and we need to get back to the core. So if you know, just a pair of Jordans come out, they sold out the same day. They $100 and some. These albums are nowhere near that amount of money, so I don't feel like it's a competition. I feel like both of them had moves going on in their life. They on tour. Mm. You can't tour with the same damn music, so you already knew to drop a goddamn album because he had just came out with the same goddamn songs and had been, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, sampling some of the music. Hey, we dropping an album, the world went crazy. Because guess what? The people that went and bought tickets to her tour, you spending $400-$500. That shit don't even matter.
Yeah, so now you can just stream it and listen to it, right? And yeah, so shout out to, I mean, that's where it is now as far as the way, you know, either you got, I have Tidal, Tidal's great, but then you got Apple Music and then you got Spotify, so... You know, like I said, it's been a renaissance of just great music. So now I have to, cause I was like, yo, why would he do something like that, man? Like, that's just like jealousy and all this other stuff. And I was kind of on feelings a little, cause I'm a music person. I love music. So, you know, maybe I went a little overboard. I'm like, whatever. But I follow music like a sport. You know what I'm saying? So I'm passionate about it. But then I had to sit back and kind of let it marinate. And I'm like, shout out to ownership. At the end of the day,
I mean, Jay-Z has Title, and that's changing the game as far as, like, that's just real new age, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, anybody that doesn't have Title, you know, Title's a streaming service. You pay, I pay, like, what, $12 a month, and I get unlimited music to whatever I want. And then they also have video content. Jay-Z had Money and Violence, which was a big-time, like, Brooklyn internet web series that was kind of popping for a minute. So he can just kind of have his own content. So it's like the new school Fox News or NBC or something like that, but just real new age, because, you know, now instead of having a TV set, everybody got their phone. So
you got to think about this too. Jay-Z wasn't even dropped. You didn't even hear this much from Jay-Z until him and Beyonce got married. And now that they're married, they do everything together. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z was going, like, 6 years without even dropping any music. You didn't even see him doing anything. So, you know, now that they're doing their situation, it's just, you know, Jay-Z touring more. They got to make enough money to where both of them can eat off of this tour. And, you know, in each tour that they do, so she like going on tours. She taking her man with her, smart-ass idea. And, you know, it is what it is. Like, I don't think it's competition here. You know, right for Nas, but they got to do what they got to do. Everybody got to eat, and it's enough money for everybody to eat.
That's true. That's what's up. See, that's how I needed to get that perspective. So, you know, it's how we do on Real Talk. You know what I'm saying? We just bring you real topics. You know, what's going on? We take a pulse of the situation, and we just put it out there for the listeners. So, you know, I guess we can do our house cleaning.
Yes, housekeeping. Follow me on Instagram. The new Miss Love Black, the number one. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. You ever been to the baseball game?
that's how you're running it down. That's what's up. No, you're running it down. What's the score?
Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And I can't wait. Like, we are so preparing. I got some stuff coming in the mail. We're preparing to do live shows soon. Hopefully, I'll have it up by the end of the year. I'm looking for this one particular design on this backdrop, but, you know, we'll talk about it. So, yeah, follow me and inbox me if you have any questions. And, Mobian, take it away.
So, hey, stay tuned. I got some guests slowly lining up, so stay tuned. Definitely going to be bringing you some interesting people to chop it up with me and Miss Lovely Black, so definitely stay tuned on that. Be on the lookout for that. But also, too, like I said, if you haven't got at me and you want to get at me, you want to be on the show, holler at me. The email is mobins@gmail.com. So that's mobins@gmail.com. Also, social media, you know, I'm only rocking with two social medias, and that's Instagram. So as I always say, that's my personal joint, so always keep it respectful, but definitely holler at me on there. The handle is MOBINNS, you know, on Instagram. And then also, too, like I said, I always say this, my Twitter is always positive, but if you want to get it popping, if you want to debate something, you know, get at me. Get at me on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Talk to me, I talk back. So, you know, everything's the same across the board. So it's MOBINNS, that's the Twitter handle. And that's it. And also, too, you know, for any commercial promotion, we do have that available. Start at just $20. You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or script and, you know, holler at us. So that's what's up.
We got, like, 1 minute left. My baby mama trying to steal my baby. She like,
whoa, hold on. What? Your baby mama is trying to steal your baby. Okay, that was all right. I'm like, all right.
You know, you got to have baby mama.
Okay, all right. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You just dropped a bomb right at the end, but okay. Well, you know, next, you know, we got that coming up in the next few weeks. I guess we can touch on that.
I'm still abstaining. So, yeah, that might be a half a show by the time I come out of this goddamn woodwork. But, thank you guys for tuning in, man. It's been amazing. It's been awesome. I hope that I gave you some jewels to take forth and to start growing. It's a process. Don't get frustrated. hold on to your core values, stay true to yourself, and you'll get there. It's a process. You are retraining your entire thought process on everything that you were taught that was right. But guess what? When you start to change positive, you will see how it works out. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you guys next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the same place. Peace.
That's it. Stay true to the game, whatever game you play.